Join me for a hymn sing at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 25th at Concordia University, Chicago. This year's theme, Hymns of Comfort. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
Prophets exist to sound the alarm. And lo and behold, Amos has been sounding it for 2,700 odd years. God gives the warning through his prophets prior to the judgment crashing down. O ye people, hear and heed.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of Amos.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. In our previous podcast, we heard Yahweh's solemn command to Israel and us to use the ears God has given us, to hear the word that he speaks. And remember, it was a word that was spoken against the whole family that God rescued from Egypt. Thus, Israel here is bigger than the northern kingdom. This is Israel as the whole people of God, like in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, hear, O Israel. Because God had known this people only, and remember the sexual intimacy overtones of that phrase, they were the only nation he had given himself to like this. He will punish them, or more accurately, he will visit them for their iniquities. Remember how St. Jerome heard in that the promise of a healing for their iniquities. He was looking through the prism of the cross where all iniquities were swept together and forgiven. Then that long series of questions, all expecting resounding no's. Can two walk together without being agreed? Nope. Does the trap spring shut without a bird being snared? Nope. Is the trumpet blown without sending the cortisol through the roof? Nope. And finally, does evil come to the city unless the Lord has done it? Referring not to moral evil, but to his punishment and judgment for our sin. No. A reading from Amos, the third chapter, beginning in the seventh verse. For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Proclaim to the strongholds in Ashdod and to the strongholds in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumults within her and the oppressed in her midst. They do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, those who store up violence and robbery in their strongholds. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, an adversary shall surround the land and bring down your defenses from you, and your strongholds shall be plundered. Amos 3, verses 7 through 11. Let us pray. Grant, we beg you, Almighty God, to us and to your whole church, your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached and taught to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name, abide to our end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, you ready to think some more about the words of Amos? Let's do this. Verse 7. For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. St. Jerome, the translator of the Hebrew Bible into Latin, glossed his secret with his rebuke. And so the meaning he reads here is that God actually gives warning ahead of time before judgment falls, so that people are without excuse. As examples, he points out that God revealed to Noah that he would bring the flood, to Abraham and Lot, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, to Joseph about the famine in Egypt, and so on. Amos, then, is one of those in that long line of the Lord's servants who are sent with words of warning before impending judgment. This, of course, extends now to the entire church, who proclaims in all her assemblies the truth of the final judgment whenever she confesses the Nicene Creed, right? And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And it's not just the fact of the judgment that is proclaimed, but also the means of escape, to borrow St. Paul's phrase from 1 Corinthians 10. But the proclamation of the impending judgment is often scoffed at, not believed. Remember the words of St. Peter, 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 7? Knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires, they will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. God, in his mercy, sends his church with the announcement of the impending final judgment and a call to repent and take refuge by faith in the ark of his church and so be safe. Be safe when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed, as Paul put it, 2 Thessalonians 1. Verses 7 to 10. Verse 8, the lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Again, you notice the prophet evokes God as the lion. You cannot but think not only of Jacob's prophecy about the lion of Judah in Genesis 49, but also that exceedingly odd story about the earlier prophet God had sent to the northern kingdom under the first Jeroboam, and who was slain by the lion that did not tear the donkey or the man's carcass, but just stood there, standing guard over his body. Check it out. It's in 1 Kings 13, verse 28 and following. Or again, you think of the words of Proverbs 30, verse 30. The lion, which is the mightiest among beasts and does not turn back before any. To compare Yahweh to the lion stresses that he is indeed the majestic and the mightiest, as he revealed about himself to Moses in Deuteronomy 32, verses 39 to 41. See now that I, even I am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold of judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. This is the essence of the prophecy which Amos has heard from the mouth of Yahweh. And so there's no way he can possibly keep silence. That would be like a person who noticed a fire in a house and snuck out without sounding the alarm, saving himself but not warning the others. Prophets exist to sound the alarm. And lo and behold, Amos has been sounding it for 2,700 odd years. God gives the warning through his prophets prior to the judgment crashing down. O ye people, hear and heed. Verse 9. Proclaim to the strongholds in Ashdod and to the strongholds in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumults within her and the oppressed in her midst. What an oddity this is. Yahweh calls upon the heathen nations who do not know him to assemble and check out what's going to happen on the mountains of Samaria, that is, in the northern kingdoms. There are great tumults within her, that is, lots of unrest. And why? Because of the oppressed in her midst. True, lots of folks are sitting pretty, having the time of their lives with all kinds of riches and abundance, but they're being oblivious to the poor from whom they've stolen. Because God gives riches not merely to be expended upon self, but to be shared with those who have less. It's not so that we can grow fat and content, but so that we can get in on his joy of giving and sharing. Remember how we learned all about that in 2 Corinthians? But the northern kingdom had forgotten the care of the poor, right along with everything else they discarded from the Lord's words. Verse 10, they do not know how to do right, declares the Lord, those who store up violence and robbery in their strongholds. Irony here. They think their strongholds are storing up all manner of treasures and goods, but what's actually being stored up is violence and robbery. That is, the violence and robbery in which they have engaged is going to come right back on their own heads, and God wants the nations to see it and realize it. As St. Paul would later put it so clearly, Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. You sow violence, you sow robbery, you sow trampling upon the image of God and your fellow man. And all that comes back to you again, the violence, the robbery, and the trampling. Hence, verse 11, therefore, thus says the Lord God, an adversary shall surround the land and bring down your defenses from you, and your strongholds shall be plundered. A reference to the fall and destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel about 722 BC. You have to remember how utterly impossible this would have sounded to the people in whose ears Amos preached it. They were at the height of their prosperity. Things were going swimmingly. The future looked bright indeed. Amos reminds them, they can't count on that. Their sin will not allow that to continue and will bring instead the destruction of all their idolatrous prosperity. I can't help but be reminded of how Jesus had to tell his disciples that a similar fate was waiting for Jerusalem. Jerusalem, who just couldn't bring herself to see or believe that his visitation meant her salvation, if only she would repent and take refuge beneath his saving wings. That's where we're going to stop for today, people loved by God. Next up, we'll finish up Amos 3 with some frightening words about what's going to make it through the impending judgment, as in not much, bits and pieces. And then the Lord will specify that his judgment will fall upon Israel for its own sins, for the idolatry of the altars, note the plural, of Bethel, and how God will bring that entire false cult to an end for good. And that the good old days of having your winter house and your summer house, they're going to be over. Yes, they had a form of snowbird living even back then. And their houses were adorned with ivory and with every precious thing, big and huge. That's all going to come to an end. The gravy train of oppression of the weak and neglect of the poor is not going to go on forever. It will come to an abrupt conclusion. Till next time, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.